The time is exactly 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thank you, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. And of course, it's hard to believe, but we're nearly in December, which means it's the holiday season. And so I thought I'd kick things off with a variety of different things here on KGNU Swing Shift, including a radio program from the war years by Bing Crosby. So stay tuned for some wonderful sounds. Yeah, hard to believe it's the end of November as of today. And we're going to start off with Benny Carter, Swingin' in November. Well, and that was Roses in December by the wonderful Benny Carter, who was known as the King of the Saxophone back in the day. And we started off there with his version of Swingin' in November by the wonderful Benny Carter. And Shorty Chirac was featured there on the trumpet. And, of course, Shorty Chirac was well known as a player with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. We've got a brand new CD player here in the studios, which I'm trying to figure out because it's got more tabs than I care to think about. And I so I'm having lots of fun here. But nevertheless, we'll try to keep things on course here. The next tune we have up here, if I can possibly get that together, is the wonderful Count Basie Orchestra with the Mills Brothers. So give me a couple seconds and we'll see what we can do.
Ever since I can remember, the world's all filled with love and cheer
each time December's here.
It brings out love in people and the bells in every steeple are ringing loud and clear each year
when Christmas Day is here.
And when December takes its leave,
it's always on New Year's Eve.
It leaves us filled with holiday cheer
to welcome in the brand.
I've always loved December, ever since I can remember. The world's all filled with love and cheer
each time December's here.
It brings out love in people and the bells in every steeple are ringing loud and clear.
When Christmas Day is here
and when December takes its leave,
it's always on New Year's Eve.
It leaves us filled with holiday cheer
to welcome in the brand.
It's the time of year when hearts are gay. Little children look for Santa's sleigh. There's a smile on just every face. Christmas makes the time such a happy place. Glistening Christmas trees with joy below. Oh, bless the little hearts that pray for snow. Seems there's hope for the human. Christmas makes the town such a happy place. It's a time for joy and laughter. Loved ones come from near and far. There's a warmness lingering after, or is it light from yonder star. Happy holidays, be of good cheer. Santa's gonna be on time this year, just as sure as the snow comes down. Christmas makes the place such a happy town. Christmas makes the town such a happy place. Christmas makes the place such a happy time. And Christmas makes the time.
Participate in Colorado Gives Day this year. Keep your favorite radio station in mind. KGNU is a fabulous resource for the community. We report on the work of hundreds of nonprofits throughout the year. Go to coloradogives.org and select KGNU to support nonprofits where you live.
Listen to All Things Bluegrass from 9 a.m. to noon every Saturday on our Bluegrass show, Old Grass, New Grass, here on listener-supported KGNU. To hear music from Bill Monroe to Bela Fleck. Since 1978, Old Grass, New Grass has been bringing you amazing music every week on Saturdays here on KGNU.
Yes, believe it or not, we're headed into our 40th year here on KGNU, and I got started very soon after this station opened. So I've been with the station for a very long time, and I want to thank you on behalf of the entire KGNU Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers like myself. We give thanks to the tremendous community support that has made it possible for KGNU to provide the Front Range with mission-driven programming for the last 39, almost 40 years, and what a pleasure it is to be part of it. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU Swing Shift. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, they're always welcome here on KGNU. Give me a call at our Denver studio line, 303-825-0619. We're going to give it a shot on another CD player and see if we can come up with a better result. Jo Stafford, of course, began her career as a member of the Pied Pipers and was hired by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in the 1939 year. And soon thereafter, of course, Frank Sinatra would join them and they'd have a series of hits. Jo Stafford became G.I. Joe during the war years and, of course, had quite a successful career on her own after those years were finished. She came out with a very wonderful Christmas album, and I'd like to have you listen to a couple of selections here by Jo Stafford, who, by the way, had perfect pitch.
Happy Holidays! Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our home. hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do, with no one there to notice a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Joe Stafford, By the Fireside, and Happy Holiday. And a happy holiday season to all of you. I hope it's not too stressful and that you're all having a marvelous beginning to your holiday season. Even though we haven't had a lot of snow, everybody knows what's on its way. And it looks like we're going to have some snow on Monday. So that'll put us all in the holiday spirit. And I hope that this program helps do that to you as well. We are going to turn now to a wonderful singer who we lost just this past year. Miss Kay Starr had a wonderful career during the 1950s, but many people are probably not aware that she was called in as a substitute vocalist for the Glenn Miller Orchestra in 1939 and then went on to quite a career with Jack Teagarden and his orchestra. Here's the man with the bag.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answer to the prayers that you've made through the year. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again. We'll be right back.
that you've made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting. Watch out now.
K-Star and the Man with the Bag. KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community support community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can certainly reach them by phone at 303-388-0918. Our thanks, as always, to the Greater Park Hill community. Did you know you may be able to double your gift to KGNU through your employer? Contact your Human Resources Department and see if they have a program to match your giving to the station. It's a great way to increase your support of KGNU. And, of course, we thank you for keeping us on the air almost 40 years. And we're very grateful. And I certainly hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. You know, when I was just a wee one, we used to, around this time of year, there were certain specials that you just didn't miss. And they included, of course, Bing Crosby's and television program. But another great voice of the holiday season was Perry Como, of course. And we're going to listen to his version of There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays.
And the blue.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Take a bus, take a train, go and hop an aeroplane. Put the wife and kiddies in the family car. For the pleasure that you bring when you make that doorbell ring, no trip could be too far.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday, 'cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
man who began his career as a barber and then was discovered by the Ted Weems Orchestra, but never gave up his barber's license for a number of years, just in case his singing career didn't work out. That was Perry Como. In Denver, it's 38 degrees at 9 o'clock, and this is yet another weekend that you can get your old LaSalle out for a spin. In fact, I wish I could take it to work tomorrow, Friday. 61 degrees here in the Denver-Boulder area as a high, and then we'll head into the weekend with more partly sunny skies with 63 and 67. Wow, what a way to begin December here on as we head into the holiday season. But it looks like Monday we're finally going to get some snow. Let's turn now to what I think is a real treasure. And the audio is not all that clear, but I hope you listen to what's there instead of what isn't. It's a Bing Crosby Christmas program from World War II. And it's always fun to go back into the vaults of my collection and see what I can find for you. I certainly hope you enjoy it. Here is Bing Crosby. I think the year is 1943.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Gitch Henderson, and starring Bing Crosby. As is Bing's custom at Christmas time, he opens the program with Adeste Fidelis. And as usual, he will sing it first in Latin, and then with a studio audience joining him singing it in English.
Yes, Ken, I think it would be very fitting if our guests here would join in a chorus. Come all ye faithful.
Bing, I think it'd be nice if the home folks, the folks listening in all over the world, would join in too.
Oh, it would indeed. Gather round, folks, wherever you may be, and help us sing this eternal hymn.
Adeste Fidelis, Lady Triumphantes, Venite in Bethlehem.
Thank you very much. A couple of teenage tunesmiths around Hollywood here, Mel Torme and Bob Wells, have penned an item which I consider quite appropriate for tonight. It's sort of a musical Christmas card. Skitch and I'd like to do it for you. It's called The Christmas Song. Imagine a Christmas program without jingle bells. It'd be like Christmas without mistletoe or something. We're prepared. We're not going to disappoint you because John Scott Trotter has assembled a bouncy version of this perennial favorite. Looking at my libretto here, I see there are parts for the charioteers, the vocal group, Skitch, and oh, yes, Crosby catches a cadenza or two. Matter of fact, I open the affair vocally. Roll them, John.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go
laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
And that little number just fractured. The vocal group in the Chariot Tours threw in 8,482 jingles and never dropped a jingle. That kind of vocal work will give you a lower plate wobble, I guess. And now, here's the Philco man with a sprig or two of vocal holly.
Well, thanks, Bing. I just wanted to extend the season's greetings to our friends everywhere on behalf of Philco, its distributors and dealers. In the words of Washington Irving, this is the season for kindling the fire of hospitality and charity in the heart.
Ken. You mean we're going to give away Philco tonight?
No, Bing, we're not even going to mention them. However, from all of us here on Philco Radio Time, sincere wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, the halcyon days are here in radio, aren't they? Jolly Noel from us all. I guess White Christmas could stand one last delivery before the season ends.
Like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Present Charles Tazewell's Christmas play, The Small One, A story for those who like Christmas and small donkeys. The same winter sun that dances on the winter snows up north sprawls indolently at ease in the thick white dust of El Camino del Norte, Old Mexico. A passerby, weary from the heat, has paused to rest in the cool, dripping shade of a pepper tree and has dropped off to sleep. He's suddenly awakened by the shrill voice of Pablo, aged 10, who stands with bare brown legs wide apart in the center of the road and bitterly addresses a small, discouraged, disreputable donkey.
A donkey? A donkey you call yourself, or a disgrace to all the donkeys of Mexico, of all the world, of all...
Pablo.
Si? Oh, buenos dias. I did not know that...
What's all the commotion here, young man? What has the poor beast done that you should be so angry?
But nothing.
Well, then why are you...
Then that is all he wants to do, ever. Here it is, but 2 days until Christmas, when a load of wood could be sold in the village to buy gifts and a candle. But does that matter to this one? No, he cares for nothing, but nothing.
Well, a donkey's a donkey, Pablo. They're all the same.
But why? Why of all beasts should a donkey be so stubborn?
Stubborn? Oh, no, Pablo, that's wrong.
But he's always...
I know. Everyone says they are. They curse them and they belabor their backs with sticks and they call them stupid, but that's because they don't know the truth about little donkeys.
The truth?
Yes. It's really not stubbornness, but pride that makes small donkeys so... Well, so aloof. No wind, sun, rain, pain, or adversity can touch them. You see, their pride is a shield against all the discomforts man or the elements can offer.
But what has a donkey to be proud of?
Oh, great deal, Pablo. Bring your small beast over here in the shade, and I'll explain.
Come along, Cupido.
Listen. Listen, Pablo, do you hear that? Only a small donkey can make that sound with his hoofs as he walks on the stones of the road. No other beast can do it. Sit down. Sit down, my son.
Si, senor.
Now, as I was saying, people are all wrong about small donkeys. A very long time ago, a great honor came to one of them, an honor so great that it lifted him and all his descendants to an exalted place. A place that you or I or all the world might envy. Ever since that time, every small donkey has been content to stand and drowse in the sun or the shade. For he alone of all animals, of all men, has already fulfilled his destiny.
His destiny,
yes,
senor?
Yes. You see, once upon a time, there was a small donkey. He was 14 unhappy years old, and he had worked hard and long for at least twice 14 masters. He was battered and scarred, and he presented a most distressful appearance. His tail was naught but a piece of limp rope unraveled down at the end. One of his ears stood straight up like a cactus plant, while the other hung drooping like a wilted cabbage leaf. His off hind leg had a decided stiffness.
What was his name?
They called him the Small One. His latest master was a woodcutter who also owned four younger, and therefore stronger donkeys, but Small One was the special charge of the woodcutter's son. It was the boy who saw to it the Small One always had dry straw for his bed, and that the load of wood to be carried to the town was not too heavy for Small One's aging back. One day the woodcutter called his son to him and said,
"Son?"
"Yes, Father?"
"I have a task for you to do in the town, son."
"A load of wood?"
"No. I wish you to take this donkey, the one you call the Small One, to a shop just inside the town gate. I have already spoken to the owner. He will give you a piece of silver in exchange for the beast."
"You mean... Oh, you don't mean you're going to sell Small One?"
"He can no longer do his share of the work. Even when carrying half the load the other donkeys carry, his worn-out legs tremble and his sides work like a bellows."
"But he'll be strong as the others soon. Well, you wait and see. Give him a few weeks..."
"Enough. An old donkey is of little use. One day he might drop dead on us up in the hills, a total loss. Better to take a piece of silver and say good riddance to the beast. You will start at once. You hear?"
"Yes. Yes, Father."
"The shop you will take him to is the second one on the left as you pass through the gate in town."
"The second? But that's the tanner's."
"And what of that? The Small One's hide is old, but it will make good leather."
"But he's been faithful. He's worked hard. He's done his best. And you can't sell him to the tanner's to be killed."
"Come now. I'll have no tears. No crying over a miserable donkey. Harry, be off with you. And take good care not to lose that piece of silver on the way home.
So, Pablo, the small boy and the small donkey began their sorrowful journey into town. The boy was heartbroken. He cried for a while. And then he tried desperately to think of some way to save his friend. The sound of the small one's hoofs on the road seemed to say over and over again, going to the tanner, going to the tanner. Suddenly it came to the boy's mind that there was a horse market in the town. If he could sell Small One to some new and kind master, the little donkey would still live, and yet the father would also have his piece of silver. Well, it was early afternoon when the boy and the Small One passed through the town gate and down the narrow, twisted street to the marketplace.
Starts the bid at 50.
50!
50 it is. We'll make it 51. Come, come, my friends. Are you going to let such an animal go for so paltry a sum?
Please, sir, would you like to buy a fine donkey?
What? What'd you say, boy?
This small donkey, he's for sale. Strong and willing. The price is very cheap. But one piece...
No, I don't want to buy a donkey. Be off with you.
60. 60 is the bid. That's more like it. You are here 62. Will someone say 62? Come, come, my friend. You'll never again get such a fine horse for so little cash. Look at the proud head. See the flowing mane.
Excuse me, please. This small donkey's for sale. Would you
what
like
to... What is it you want, boy?
This fine animal, he can be bought for only one piece of silver. Isn't that a great saving? They're bidding 60 for the horse, and I know he can't do half the work a small one. Look, he's very...
Go tempting. Away. Don't bother me.
Oh, but he's...
Go away! I'll take a stick to both your backs. And now, my friend, I present you 83! 83 is the bid! Do I hear more? No! 83 once! 83 twice! Sold for 83 pieces of silver!
You've made a fine bargain, my friend. Now, who has the next animal for sale? Step up!
Please, sir, would you try to sell this small donkey?
Go away, boy.
Oh, but he's a very valuable animal. He's not nearly as old as he looks. It's just because he's worked so hard. And the other one that doesn't stand up straight as a donkey should. Well, that was the fault of a careless master, not his own. He's very little, and he's terribly strong.
This is a horse market, boy. We've no time to waste on donkeys.
But a small donkey would take such a small time.
all right, my boy. If you insist. My friend! My friend! A great bargain I have to offer you. The proud owner terms it a donkey, but it appears to me to be an animated pile of shaking bones.
It's not.
You can see how the morphs have been at the hide. And the tail, is it a tail? Or is it the stub of a broom worn out from sweeping the courtyard? A true museum piece, my friend. Moldy with age and loose in the joints.
He is not.
Ah, but it is not seemly to laugh, my friend, because the owner assures me that this animal is fine enough to share a stall with the king's horses.
Stop! He said make fun of him. Maybe he's not as handsome as your animals, but he's better. He's a lot better. Small one deserves to be in a king's stable.
All right, boy. Take your donkey and move along. We've got business to attend to. Hurry up. Off with you. Now that we've had our fun and disposed of the king's donkey...
So the boy and the little beast left the marketplace, Pablo. And the hours were slipping swiftly by, and the boy knew he must start soon for home. That he must have the piece of silver to give to his father. He tried stopping people on the street. He inquired from door to door, but no one wanted to buy a small, tired donkey. The sun was sinking fast when he came at last back to the town gates, and he stood before the tanner's door. The boy's face was tear-streaked. The small one's head drooped so low that his limp ear almost touched the ground. The boy said goodbye to his small friend, asked forgiveness for what he had to do, and there was understanding in the little donkey's eyes. Then, just as the boy was lifting the latch of the tanner's door, a voice spoke to him.
I can.
Yes, sir.
I have a great favor to ask. Are you the owner of that small donkey?
Oh, yes, sir.
I have a long journey to make, My wife is not well. I have great need of a strong, gentle animal to carry her safely.
Small one's very strong and very trustworthy.
Yes, I can see. Would you sell him to me?
Yes, oh, yes, sir. But for one piece of silver.
One piece of silver?
Is that too much, sir?
Too much? Oh, no. A very reasonable price for such a beautiful animal.
He's not very beautiful, but he's good.
Yes, yes, I can see that. I'll be kind to him. I promise you that.
Well, then he'll work so hard to please you.
Here's your piece of silver. Come, small one.
Do you mind if I come as far as the town gate? You see, the small one
not
and I...
Not at all. You'll want to say goodbye to him, of course. You can do that while I see my wife safely on his back. Here we are. Easy, small one.
Goodbye, small one. You must be very faithful. And it isn't forever, you know. When I grow up and earn many pieces of silver, I'll buy you back. And you'll have a fine stable and nothing to do at all but sleep and eat. Won't that be nice, small one?
All right, my son. You're ready to go.
Wait, traveler.
Yes, soldier?
I must make out the record before you can pass through the town gates. Who are you?
My name is Joseph.
And your wife?
They call her Mary.
Your destination?
Bethlehem.
Pass.
Come, small one.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye. Goodbye, small one. Be gentle and sure of foot. And carry her safe to Bethlehem.
So, Pablo, the small one traveled the many weary miles to Bethlehem. There in a stable which became a king's stable, he saw a king born. A king of men, of centuries, of life, of death. Yes, the small one's tired old eyes saw the shepherds and the wise men who came to pay homage to his small master. And he heard the voices of angels rejoicing, singing the very same notes his hoofs had rung out on the stones of the road. And then it came to pass that all those who had laughed at his ragged coat, his limping gait, and his drooping ear, they all envied the small one, for he was part of a great miracle. It was a long, long time ago, Pablo, my son, but today all small donkeys stand and they dream, especially at Christmas time, they dream of the small one. Small one of Bethlehem.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin love.
program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.
And that will conclude tonight's version of Swing Shift here on KGNU. Hope you enjoyed that Bing Crosby Christmas from the War Years. And I'll be back next Thursday with more great sounds of the swing era. Well, now that it's 10 o'clock, it's my duty to remind you, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned for Kathy, who's got Duke Ellington headed your way.